Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The most banned network in the world.
It's April 17th, 2024. Owen Schroyer is going to be hosting the broadcast because the Deep State, as usual, has me embroiled in court attempting to pin our operation down so we cannot continue to warn the people. But the message has been sent. The Great Awakening is here, and nothing they can do is going to stop humanity demanding our freedom and our destiny. With God's help, we can and we must prevail. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a big story now all around the world. The German government has officially come out and said, as of this summer, you're not going to be allowed to drive your cars, their cars, in Deutschland on the weekend. And if the population accepts that, well, then all those new little computers in the cars, they'll tell you when you can drive and when you can't. And they'll charge you, of course, extra, quote, congestion fees. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the plan for the entire world. The WF, the UN, they've all admitted that COVID, in part, was to train you for climate lockdowns. Oh, yes, they're not just going to turn your cars off. They're not just going to block the roads. They're not just going to herd you into 15-minute cities. They are going to lock you in your houses. This is all being done by increments under UN direction all over the Western world. They are building and have built and are building more giant, sprawling COVID camps. And from Australia to Germany, they have said, the next time there's a virus, those that disagree with the lockdown policies and forced injections will be locked in those facilities for everyone's own good. At the highest levels, this is a transhumanist corporate fascist takeover using communist policies to control the people on the ground. This is totalitarianism. They're coming for everything. They're doing studies in the U.S. and the U.K. giving two-year-old babies, puberty, quote, blockers, which will stunt their growth, cause heart problems, and cancer. That's all on record. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't go into puberty until age 10 or 11 or 12. Of course, that was in the past, all the chemicals, the food and water. Girls are going into puberty now on average age of 9. It's causing all sorts of problems with boys. The point is, this is absolute mad scientist evil. There's no limit to the corruption and the avarice of the globalists. Germans must stand and must unite and must reject the religion of climate change. It is a cult that trains humans to hate ourselves and trains humans that we're a problem. There are articles up on Infowars.com where in major European countries and now in Canada as well, they are euthanizing, killing autistic people, wards of the state, and the state decides, since you're their ward, they're going to kill you. That's not assisted suicide. That's murder. These are evil people who have sold their minions that are part of the death cult, that killing other people will get them more resources. Remember Bill Gates, more than a decade ago, telling a group of teachers at a teacher conference that if we kill an old lady and don't give her end-of-life care, we can hire 10 more teachers. That's a lie. We want a non-zero-sum game. We want a win-win. We want to expand civilization. We want to innovate. When people start telling you that if you cut back on civilization and cut back on services and cut back on quality, that you get a better life, they're lying to you. If we're stupid enough to buy into this evil, we deserve it. But I'll tell you this, folks, the children don't. We must stand against it. And if you think it's just Germany coming for your cars, think again. This is happening everywhere. They want your mobility. They want to make you a prisoner in a prison planet. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. Please Tell everyone you know and those you don't know to tune in now to the live streams at Real Alex Jones on X and at Infowars.com/show and to our great AM FM stations across the country. God bless. We'll be right back with the great Owen Schroyer. I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-Hour Clean Energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. And while you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Schroyer.
An honor and privilege to be here with you on this Wednesday, April 17th, 2024 live transmission. If you didn't hear the opening segment, Alex Jones is in court today dealing with the effort to shut this organization down. I will leave it at that. We may be hearing from Alex again before the end of the show if there is any newsworthy update from court today. But Alex in court. Owen Schroyer here in the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas. Every day we're on air is a victory. Every day we're on air is a blessing. Now, I have a desk full of news. I've got a very long, important video list today as well. But before I kind of tell you everything that's going on, let's just talk about what happened yesterday. And let's have a brief compare and contrast. And I don't want to spend too much time on this. But let's have a brief compare and contrast between a Joe Biden rally yesterday and a pop-up organic, what you might call Trump rally, after he gets out of court and heads to a bodega in Harlem. Now, Joe Biden can't have a real rally. They can't publicly announce Joe Biden rallies. They can't have a website that has, you know, his tour dates, his rally dates like Trump has, or like any other candidate ever has in the history of presidential elections, probably around the world, but certainly in the United States of America. They let you know where the rallies are. They tell you in advance. They give you days, if not weeks, if not months in advance, so that people can prepare, people can get ready to go to the presidential rally. Joe Biden can't do that. Because if Joe Biden let people know where he was going to be and when he was going to be there, massive protests will break out and a Trump rally would break out. And you'd have about 5-1 people at a Biden rally there to support Trump. And then you'd have about 2-1, 3-1 people protesting Biden, not there to support Trump, but to protest Biden. About 2-1, 3-1. Compared to the people that are actually in attendance. Most of the Biden rallies are not even open for the public. You have to be a big Democrat donor, a precinct chair member, somehow a member of the Democrat Party, or a member of the invited media, just in order to get access to the Biden event. So he's not even running a real campaign. Now, they had the excuse in 2020, oh, COVID. So Biden didn't have to campaign, he didn't have to rally, and they could just blame it on COVID. And he had maybe 2 or 3 events, and they'd put those little circles out on the lawn, and they'd have 15 people show up, and it was just a complete joke. He did the stiff-legged, weird Biden jog, robotic routine, very awkward, but at least they kind of had the backdrop of COVID to, okay, maybe people won't question it too much. They don't have that excuse now. So yesterday, Biden is in Pennsylvania at another closed event. Less than 100 people show up. Less than 100 people show up. It looks like it's a closed off auditorium or high school gymnasium or something. An hour before Joe Biden was to speak, there were already pictures going around that were, and I counted them on air, 46 people. You could count how many people were there. 46 people in attendance. Donald Trump has 46 people lined up outside of the doors 24 hours before he has a rally. Joe Biden has 46 people in the auditorium an hour before he's set to speak. Then, as if that wasn't bad enough for Joe Biden, then he starts to speak. And I'm not exaggerating when I tell you this was probably his worst public speaking event yet. Folks, I didn't bring all the clips because I didn't want to be redundant. I covered them all yesterday on the War Room. There's your 46 people in attendance an hour before Biden goes live. See how all the chairs are reserved. It's invite only. It's not open for the public. But I'm not exaggerating. When I tell you this was his worst performance yet, it was his worst performance yet. Let's say there were 30 bullet points or 30 lines of messaging, whatever, that he had to get through. 25 of them, he fumbled and bumbled and slurred and stammered. And then about five of them, he didn't even make any sense at all. I mean, no sense at all. And then at one point, he just starts screaming. I do have that clip for you today. We may show that. So there's the tiny Biden rally. Most votes of all time. My ass. And isn't that what's so frustrating with modern day politics? We're just supposed to sit here and take these arguments seriously. We're just supposed to sit here And the left just sits there and lies to your face. They know it. Joe Biden, more votes than Barack Obama. Joe Biden, most votes of all time, can't even get 100 people at a rally. Stop lying. Stop lying. So you have that. Okay, now, Donald Trump. By the way, who's the real criminal here, Joe Biden or Donald Trump? But I guess that's another conversation. So Donald Trump is in a courtroom all day with a corrupt judge, and they're doing everything they can to try to destroy him, even outside of the courtroom. And they say he's gagged, he's not allowed to talk about the case, or we'll send him to jail. And they say he has to be in the courtroom every day of this trial, or we're going to send him to jail. So what's next? Are they going to say Donald Trump is not even allowed to go in public? Donald Trump basically has to be like a juror, and he has to leave the courtroom and go right to his hotel or right to his house or wherever he's staying. So he can't even be seen in public. He can't even walk out in the public and wave, or they're going to send him to jail. I wouldn't be surprised if they go that far, because what we witnessed yesterday was truly incredible. And in fact, I only sent one of these clips. We should start pulling some of this stuff in, and maybe it might even be worth going to the original feed of Trump going to the bodega. Ladies and gentlemen, let's say Trump gets out of the courtroom sometime around 5. And they announce he's going to be going to this bodega in Harlem. It just happens to be the bodega where a violent thief tried to stab the bodega owner's son, who was working behind the counter, tried to stab him to death. The bodega owner's son fought back. The Democrats tried to put him in jail for defending himself. And so you may recall that viral video, that viral story from a few months back. And so that's the bodega Trump goes to talk about the crime, the real crime that goes on in New York City. that the Democrats ignore and let happen because they're busy going after you, or they're busy going after Dexter. His last name escapes me right now. Carbon Mike. He's sitting in a prison now on Rikers Island because he had a couple guns. No violent crimes, no victims. As far as the Second Amendment is concerned, he didn't break any laws. But the Democrats knew he was a conservative. The Democrats knew he had what they call, quote-unquote, ghost guns, a.k.a. guns that aren't registered. So they threw him in prison. So the Democrats are going after their political opposition in New York. The actual violent criminals on the street get let go or get ignored. The illegal immigrants get all the funding, get all the attention. So that's why Trump goes to the bodega to highlight that. Within an hour, because this all happened quickly, within an hour, there are thousands of people lined up outside of this bodega. We're talking about scenes from like a World Series parade.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that if you'll just listen to me and take action, it will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they could be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding the InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I was at the Tampa Bay Devil Rays Stadium. I was at their home games. They got like 10,000 every night. How did they get 4 million and the Yankees get 2 million? Something doesn't add up here. This is what we're looking at again, potentially, in 2024. But nobody's going to buy it. And that's what I'm saying. It's not going to be your hardcore Trump supporters. It's not going to be the people that really follow politics. I mean, to every second following politics, to watching the voting results all night, to watching the vote Viagra for Biden at 3:30 in the morning in five different states to put him over the edge. It's not going to be the couple million people that do that are that hardcore and that focused. It's going to be 10 million, 20 million. It's going to be 50 million people that just sit here and say, okay, hold on a second. I didn't vote for Trump. I might not even like Trump, but I remember when he came to my town, 20,000 people showed up. I remember he had that pop-up rally in New York City. You couldn't even walk outside of your house. I mean, it was insane. I thought there was a World Series parade going on. And I see Biden, and then nobody shows up for a Biden event. Biden came to town. I actually remember there were just nothing but protesters and Trump supporters. I don't even remember seeing a Biden person. I also know a lot of Trump supporters. I don't know a single Biden supporter. How can this be? How did Biden win again? And then they're going to get the gaslighting. And then they're going to realize how corrupt it is. And then they're going to be more politically aware of what's going on. Now, will we have a country at that point? I mean, another 4 years of Joe Biden, bets are off. But this is what we're staring into. Now, a lot of this Democrat persecution, a lot of this Democrat criminal activity against Donald Trump, and that's what it is, these are criminals. The Democrat Party is a mafia. It's a political mafia. It's the biggest terrorist group mafia in the history of this country. So what they do always has an equal and opposite response. So now, how long is this trial going to go on? How long is Trump going to be in New York City for this? He's only going to be able to rally on weekends. And he is going to be rallying on weekends. So Joe Biden does nothing all day. He's the missing in action president. You see him maybe once or twice a week. He speaks to the media in a controlled press conference maybe once a week. He doesn't have real rallies. He's the missing in action president. Trump is going to be in courtrooms every day and then having pop-up rallies in New York afterwards and then rallying on weekends and then doing TV interviews and doing press conferences, embarrassing Biden, running circles around Biden. But are we about to see something? I don't know. This should not be an isolated event for the Trump campaign. Whosever idea it was to have Trump go to that bodega yesterday, brilliant, give him a bonus, give him a raise. And after seeing how successful that was, I would repeat that at least 3 days a week when Trump is in trial, if not every single day. And I would pick a different part of New York City. You go to a bodega in Harlem. You go to a sandwich shop in Queens. You go to a diner in Brooklyn. You go to a popular, I mean, a Chick-fil-A in Manhattan. I don't know. I would do that every single day. And maybe that's too much. I would do it 3 days a week. Because now you're having pop-up rallies that get more attention than Joe Biden. You're taking the attention off of Joe Biden, if it was ever even there to begin with. You're dominating Joe Biden in the ratings. Everybody's watching Trump. You're drowning out Joe Biden with all of the noise. You're the real president. You're the real leader. So I would like to see this 3, if not 5 days a week while Trump is in New York City. The Democrats don't want Trump rallying in New York City because this would happen every single day. I would even reason that it would get bigger every single day. Because then it becomes this game, and it's like, oh, where's Trump going to be today? And so people are kind of on the lookout for it. It's like radio stations or local TV stations will do these like mystery games, and they'll plant clues or put things around downtown, and you got to go find them to win a prize. Always popular, great promotions, people still do it. I mean, that's what this would be like. Like, hey, where's Trump going to be today? Let's be on the lookout. Let's wait for the news, and then let's go try to get there. Let's go try to get front row. Let's go try to get on a scaffolding. Oh, I got a friend that lives uptown. Hey, he's going to be there. Let's go get in the apartment. And you're taking the attention off Joe Biden. You're drowning out Joe Biden with all the noise. You're making it about you. You're showing you're the president. You're in control. You're the populist. You're the leader. And then you have Joe Biden screaming into microphones. Here's Joe Biden again. I got all this other news. Maybe we'll pull in these other clips of Joe Biden slurring and blurring and stuttering and stammering. We can pull them in from yesterday's war room. I just covered them there, and I don't want to do redundancy, but this is a different audience. So maybe we'll bring those in. Here's Joe Biden, though, concluding his fake rally yesterday, screaming into the microphone in... Where are we at here, guys? Go ahead and roll Joe Biden screaming into the microphone.
We are the United States of America. There is nothing beyond our capacity when we act together. God bless you all, and may God protect our troops. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
God protect our troops. That's his awkward little going out line.
Thank you, folks.
As I guess he's about to send them to war. Does his little robotic stiff walk. Maybe Joe Biden is just a robot. Now he gets lost on the stage again. Should we do the compare and contrast, guys? Should we really hone in on this in the first hour of today's Alex Jones Show? Maybe we should. Maybe we should pull those clips of Biden stuttering and slurring. I'm telling you, I know it's bad. I know it's typical for Joe Biden. Yesterday was by far the worst. I mean, he looks bad. He looks like he just rolled out of a tomb. And he can't even talk. And then, again, you compare and contrast. Here's Donald Trump, full of energy, full of life, just was in a courtroom all day, being politically persecuted, has a massive pop-up rally downtown New York City, Harlem. They should do this every day. It would crush the Democrats. Because you can't ignore this, folks, especially if you're in New York City. I mean, this is unavoidable. People are going to see that. They're going to see the thousands of people packing the streets for Donald Trump. And it puts the focus right back on Trump and off of Biden, which you could say, well, maybe the Democrats don't want the focus on Biden. Look at how embarrassing he is. He can't even talk. That's not the point. The point is, it's like the team that wins gets all the attention. It's like the championship team gets all the promotion. The best player gets all the commercials. So that's what this is. Trump is winning. Trump is the champion. Trump's getting all the endorsement deals. Trump's in all the commercials. Trump's getting all the interviews. Not the other guy. He's the guy. There goes that man again. It's Donald Trump. It's not Joe Biden screaming into a microphone after he slurs for 30 minutes in front of a controlled fake rally, invite only, not open to the public. So I think we will come back and do some comparing and contrasting between the two yesterday, and then I'll start to get into this other news. Maybe we'll tell you what else is coming up. This is the Alex Jones Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-Hour Clean Energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
We're going to do this compare and contrast exercise. We got a couple of the clips of Joe Biden slurring and stammering and stuttering. If you can figure out what he says, then more power to you. Then we'll show you the live action Donald Trump as he gets into Harlem at that bodega. So first, we're just going to go back to back. Here's Joe Biden slurring and stuttering and stammering and not even saying words at some times from his fake rally yesterday.
I've already cut the federal deficit. You know, all the stuff they talk about what we've done.
Of course, this is just a lie.
And I'm going to be self-serving a little bit. Every objective alternative points out we've had the most successful economy of any major economy in the world so far. A lot more to do. But guess what? During the whole time, I've been able to cut the federal deficit at the same exact time to over $1 trillion. My grandfather would tell me when I walked out the door North Washington Avenue in Scranton, on a kitchen table with a guy who was sort of the the David Broder of the Pennsylvania Press, the Scranton Press. You think I'm kidding? It wasn't, but anyway. And he would they'd come and have breakfast at the table, and a kid could wander around the table where the adults were sitting, but you could never sit at the table. And under my plan, nobody earning less than $400,000 will pay an additional penny. I hope you're all able to make $400,000. I never did.
By the way, he makes $400,000 a year.
But they're not going to pay an extra penny in federal taxes. That's a promise.
Already
nobody.
Broken the promise. But
not
he doesn't know what's going
penny.
On. Biden doesn't even know what the hell's going on. The IRS is already targeting people, and it's mostly people making under $200,000 a year that are getting paid on Venmo or Cash App or some other form like that. So, you could even say, you could defend Biden and say, well, he's not lying because he doesn't even know what's going on. But he says, I've never made $400,000 a year. That's his public salary as president is $400,000 a year. His whole speech is virtually the same thing. Either a lie or him fumbling and bumbling and slurring through it, making no sense. So a little taste. Now, here's Donald Trump pop-up rally at a bodega in Harlem. See if you can tell the difference between the two men.
This is a very exciting time for me because the bodegas, the association invited me, and I respect them and they respect me. They want law and order. They have a lot of crime, tremendous crime, where their stores are being robbed. And as you know, we're going to give New York a very good shot for the presidency. We think we should be able to do it. A lot of things have changed. Lee Zeldin did a beautiful job. He ran. He lost by a little bit. And New York's a lot different. And we'll work with the mayor. And we'll work with the governor. And we'll bring in a lot of federal money. But we have to straighten out New York. And that includes crime. And these guys have great people, great friends. But they have tremendous crime. So we got to straighten out.
I was going to tell you, more than 50% of people actually believe, or a majority believe, that the judge
believe. I heard 78% think it's a rigged deal. And it is a rigged deal. It's a rigged trial. Our courts, everything is screwed up in New York. And the whole world is watching. This judge is so conflicted. You understand that. You'll take a look at that. There's never been a judge so conflicted as this. It's ridiculous. And also, there's no crime. You know where the crime is? In the bodegas, where they come and rob them every week. Or more than that.
More than that.
Anybody that's fair.
Do you believe the jury seated today?
I'll let you know after the trial, depending on that. Because don't forget, you know, we're appealing. There shouldn't be a judge. If you look and you take a look around, a good strong look, every legal scholar, every legal pundit said there should be no trial. There was nothing done wrong. This is all politics. This is coming out of the White House. And, you know, it makes me campaign locally, and that's okay. I don't think so. I think we're doing better, Brian. We're doing better now than we've ever done. So I think it's having a reverse effect. You know what? All I want is fairness. And these people have to be treated better. The Bodega Association, bodegas, because every week they're being robbed 2-3 times. It's crazy. It's crazy. And you know what? The police can do it. They can stop it. But they have to be allowed to do their job.
So what is that?
To address the inner cities of America and give them hope to restore the American dream. Atlanta, New York, Philly, Chicago, D.C.
We're going to come in and number one, you have to stop crime. And we're going to let the police do their job. They have to be given back their authority. They have to be able to do their job. And we're going to come into New York. We're making a big play for New York. Other cities too, but this city. I love this city, and it's gone so bad in the last 4 years, and we're going to straighten New York out. So running for president, we're putting a big hit for New York. We think we can win New York. With 500,000 migrants that poured in and take over the parks, they took over your hotels, they take over everything. It's no good. And you know what they've done? They've destroyed. employed so many people. The African-American community now is not getting jobs. Migrants are taking their jobs that are here illegally. Hispanics are not getting jobs. Migrants are taking the jobs. If you look at the unemployment is good for migrants now. It went up 10%, all migrants. And they're in our country. Now, they're coming from prison.
All right, so you know. this goes on. It's prime Trump. And, you know, I hear the talks about, well, he's too old. You know, I'd buy into that, except Trump has the energy of a 20-year-old. So it's just that argument doesn't work against Trump. It's just true. It'd be one thing if he was as Sleepy Joe is, but he's not. So just put that aside. Now, here's a cute little clip. Some children out there in the streets chanting for Trump, chanting they love Trump. So we'll do a little more compare and contrast here. Again, this is all organic. This is a pop-up rally in Harlem outside of a bodega. Packs the streets, thousands of people in a moment's notice. Donald Trump. And here's a couple of kids chanting they love Trump here in clip 5.
I love you, Trump!
I love you, Trump!
We love Trump!
We love Trump!
I love you, Trump!
We love Trump!
I love you, Trump!
We love Trump! We love Trump! We love Trump! We love Trump! We love Trump!
Now then, in Pennsylvania, there is an awkward deal they did. So again, that's fully organic. You can tell it's natural. Nobody plans that. Nobody scripts that. Where everything they do is planned and scripted and fake with Joe Biden. So they do this weird thing where they get Joe Biden to link arms with these kids and then march them out. And then they plan this chant. It's all very awkward. It's all very contrived. So that's a natural, organic occurrence. Kids in the streets in New York chanting they love Trump. You can tell, you can feel it. That's real. Here's the fake version of that with Joe Biden walking hand in hand with kids, and then they start some awkward chant in clip 11. He comes out with all these kids. He's holding their hands and grabbing them. And then somebody's going to give him the cue to start chanting in a second. And they can't even get their chant coordinated. They can't even coordinate their chant. The whole thing was coordinated. The whole thing was planned, and they still can't even do it, and that's all you get. So just your compare and contrast right there. And then you had the local Democrat representative. Donald Trump didn't do his homework. Adriano Espaillat. My district is progressive, and my constituents are honest, hardworking New Yorkers who don't have time for Trump's division, hate, and chaos. Trump has no place in my district, really, because he seems really popular. My guess is if you went out in your district, you wouldn't get, 1% of what Trump gets. So why don't you shut your mouth? But it just makes you wonder how Democrats even get elected. None of them are popular. Nobody knows who any of them are. How do Democrats even get elected to begin with? Maybe it's all voter fraud. I don't know. But can you imagine... when they have Trump in court in New York, he goes and does a pop-up rally every day afterwards. Massive support. Whether he's in a courtroom in Atlanta, he goes out, does a pop-up rally afterwards. Massive support. In D.C., he goes out, does a pop-up. Maybe even in D.C. He could probably get more than Joe Biden. Even in D.C., he probably could.
It's 2 a.m.
But Biden will get 1,000 million votes, you know. But
what if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California. California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that you'll just listen to me and take action. It will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they could be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Gentlemen, we are back here live on the Alex Jones Show. We want InfoWars. We want this transmission to go on forever. We celebrated Alex's 30-year on-air anniversary earlier this week. A great milestone for Alex. A great milestone for InfoWars. And we'd like 30 more. We would like 30 more, but we need your help. You're part of that equation. By shopping at InfoWarsStore.com, and you get a great product back in stock. This is one of my favorite products, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I start every morning with this. Why? Well, let me tell you why. You can go right here on the label and find out that it has over 100% your daily value of vitamin A, vitamin C, vitamin B6, vitamin B12, vitamin D, vitamin E. Over 100% your daily value. That's not even a quarter of all the great vitamins and minerals in here. 1,000 milligrams glycine, 100 milligrams L-arginine, L-glutamine, so much more in one scoop of Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com. It's a no-brainer. You start your morning with this, you know you're getting over 100% the daily value of so many vitamins, so many minerals. Tastes great. I like to mix it with juice. Tastes great with all juice, too. Tried it with orange juice, apple juice, blueberry juice, pomegranate juice, even pineapple juice. I've tried it with them all, and it always tastes great. Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock. 40% off right now. Look at that. Five-star reviews, ladies and gentlemen. That is a perfect review. That is nearly impossible. Five-star reviews. We've done it. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, InfoWarsStore.com. I start every day with Vitamin Mineral Fusion, and you should too while it's in stock, and 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. All right. Still so much to get to here. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. All right, let's get into some just raw political stuff here. Here's the judge. So again, this judge, Juan Marchan, he's a known Biden supporter and donor, and his family, specifically his daughter, has taken millions of dollars from Democrats and worked on Democrat campaigns from Obama to Harris to Biden and Schiff. And then they say, oh, nope, no need for recusal, nothing here. And then so the judge obviously is biased. Folks, the Democrats have conquered New York. It's a sad state of affairs. Truly. Illegal immigrants have conquered New York. The Democrats have conquered New York. Criminals run the streets. But if you're a conservative, they're going to come arrest you and throw you in jail because you have, quote unquote, ghost guns. If you're Donald Trump, they're going to come try to take all of your property, keep you tied up in the court system so you can't campaign. I mean, these are dirty crooks. The Democrat Party mafia, the gangsters, run by Chuck Schumer, dirty Chuck Schumer, have conquered New York. It's a sad state of affairs. And there's some other news just how bad it is up there. I don't know if we'll have time to get to it today. But so, okay, they've made some of the jury selection. And of the seven they've selected, it looks like six are hardcore liberals. And then there's one woman that looks like she might be neutral. But they can't even get a jury pool, folks. They can't even get a fair jury pool. Most of the potential jurors got tossed out because they even admitted that they hate Trump. And they couldn't be jurors. And then the judge was just like, well, we have to take some of you. So even if you do hate Trump, I just have to put you on the jury anyway because we need jurors here. That's amazing. So they have all these Trump haters on the jury, and they say, yeah, I read the New York Times, but I hate Trump, and I'll be non-biased. Wink, wink. They give the judge nods back. So, but here's that. But, you know, the judge knows they can be non-biased. And so here's CNN reporting on the judge deciding that, yeah, I can put Trump haters on the jury. They'll be trustworthy. CNN's report, clip 9.
Herself. I mean, today we heard Trump react audibly and start gesturing in the direction of the juror. This was a juror who was brought in for individual questioning to be asked about a post on social media, a video showing a type of celebration. The juror was questioned. Trump's lawyers believe that this was an anti-Trump event. It was around the 2020 election, which Trump lost to Joe Biden. And the juror said that she was just filming a New York celebration in the streets. The judge saying that he believed this juror could be fair. He said he looked her in the eye and thought she could be fair and impartial despite posting this video. So he refused to excuse her for cause. But, you know, this is just day two of this trial, and we're already seeing the former president react.
Yeah, I'm blatantly anti-Trump. Yeah, I post how much I hate Trump. Yeah, I read the New York Times hating Trump. Yeah, I celebrate when Trump loses and is getting sued. But I can be non-biased as a juror. I mean, it's just, and the judge says, oh, yes, you're right. So can I. I'm a bought and paid for Democrat judge. I can be non-biased, too. Wink, wink, nod, nod. Yeah, we're Democrats. We're dirty crooks. We're a gang. We're a mafia. And we've conquered this state, so it doesn't even matter. This is like Gotham City, man. It's unbelievable. How much longer do we have to put up with this crap? And then here's Joy Reid saying the quiet part out loud. This is truly amazing. And I guess I'll just respond after we play this clip. But Joy Reid says the quiet part out loud, ladies and gentlemen.
But for me, there is something wonderfully poetic about the fact that despite the fact that even if convicted, he's not going to go to prison, the first person to actually criminally prosecute Donald Trump is a black Harvard grad, the very kind of person that his former staff, the people who worked for him, Stephen Miller, et cetera, want to never be at Harvard Law School. But he was. And he came out and graduated. He's prosecuting you, Donald. And a black woman is doing that same exact thing in Georgia. And a black woman forced you to pay a $175 million fine that's out now also in question because the people who put it up, that might not be legit. Donald Trump is being held to account by the very multicultural, multiracial democracy that he's trying to dismantle. And for me, there's something poetic and actually wonderful about that. It says something good about our country that we're still capable of having that happen. Go DEI. My DEIs are bringing it home on today.
No, it's striking, and a system that also is affording him.
It's almost so stunning. It's almost so unbelievable. How do you even respond to that? Joy Reid saying the quiet part out loud. We have weaponized black people, and we have weaponized reverse racism against our political opposition. I mean, that's your 10-second synopsis translation of what she just said. We the Democrats, we the left, we the communists, we have brainwashed and weaponized black people against our political opposition, and we're using DEI to put them in positions of power to destroy now our political opposition. Joy Reid just said the quiet part out loud. She just admitted it. But see, here's the thing. Joy Reid is not very smart. Joy Reid is not actually part of the plan. She's just a useful idiot. She's just a low IQ moron who has the same intelligence as the wig she puts on her head that night. So she's kind of like thinking, whoa, like she's just had this big moment, this big revelation internally. She thinks she's a genius. She's figured it out. Oh, look, we've weaponized black Americans. And now we're putting them in positions of power to destroy our opposition. Whoa, this is actually genius. She's not actually part of the plan. She doesn't realize that this is all planned out. This is all part of the sabotage of the United States. And then she has the internal realization and thinks she's a genius figuring it out. So she says it to her listening audience on the air, thinking, wow, you're going to see how smart I am. I figured it out. Joy, we figured it out a long time ago. That's what we've been complaining about. Now you're celebrating it. First you denied it. Now you're celebrating it and bragging about it. But see, that's what's so sick. If you're a black American, how does that not make you sick? How does that not infuriate you? This is how Democrats look at you, as a political weapon to be used by them. Modern day political slavery. You're on the political plantation of the Democrats, and they don't even hide it anymore. And Joy Reid loves it because she's not very smart and she's filled with hatred. But see, that's the thing, is that black Americans are figuring it out. They have figured out that the Democrats just use them and abuse them and keep them poor and keep them in bad communities and keep them killing their kids so that they can vote Democrat.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-hour clean energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there, try X3, get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now. I know, as viewers and listeners, You've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-Hour Clean Energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.